Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Democratic Congressman John Lewis has long been a voice for the civil rights movement. He was one of the leaders of the 1965 march from Selma to Montgomery, and he's worked on several grassroots and political campaigns. Just this past June, Lewis led House Democrats in a day-long sit-in on the floor of Congress to try to force a vote on gun laws. He said this.
Sometimes you have to do something out of the ordinary. Sometimes you have to make a way out of no way. We have been too quiet for too long. There comes a time when you have to say something, when you have to make a little noise. When you have to move your feet, the time to act is now.
John Lewis is the subject of a new children's book by Jabari Asim titled Preaching to the Chickens, The Story of Young John Lewis. Asim is a professor of creative writing at Emerson College and editor-in-chief of The Crisis, the journal of the NAACP, and he's author of 5 books for adults and 8 books for children. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Deborah. Glad to be here.
So why write a story about Representative Lewis?
Well, he's always been a really fascinating figure to me. I mean, I guess I would have to say he's one of my heroes. And I had just done a book, or I was working on a book for children about Booker T. Washington, and I had a list of other people whom I thought would make good subjects, right? And I discussed them with my agent. They were all people that I admired a great deal. And we both arrived at, oh, John Lewis, he's terrific. Let's see what kind of story we can tell.
Hmm. And what was it about his childhood that so fascinated you? Was it that he seemed to know early on what his gift was?
Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it. And then also, I had been fascinated by a number of children's books that addressed the lives of historical figures, but focused on an episode from their childhood, and I knew I wanted to do that. And I had been very much enamored with his memoir, Walking with the Wind, and so I revisited it, and I remembered this anecdote that he told about preaching to the chickens as a young boy, and I said, that's it. Let's see what we can do with that.
Mm-hmm. In a book like this, in a children's book, and it's a beautiful book, by the way, and
Thank you.
Such a lovely story, how do you decide how much you're going to tell children? You know, it's sensitive and sometimes painful stories of what folks have been through, and their stories are often the ones that move us the most, right? So
sure.
how do you decide how to tell those stories to children in an effective way and still a meaningful way without hurting them?
Right? Yeah, well, the tension for me is you really want to tell the truth. You want to tell the honest truth. But you don't want to so discourage a young reader that they end up not finishing the book, that they walk away from it. And I guess it's the triumphant aspects of Lewis's life that I wanted to emphasize to young readers. I think for more mature readers, some of the struggles and ordeals that he endured might be more useful. Mm-hmm. But I thought in terms of younger readers, it would be better to focus on a hopeful note, on the ambition he had, even as a very small child.
Mm. What else did you learn about him, or what was most surprising, do you think, that you learned about John Lewis when you were doing the research for this book?
Well, I think it was less about John Lewis and more about my own ideas about the nature of leadership. Reading his memoir really forced me to sort of reevaluate what are the things that are most important in leaders. And I think this idea of selfless dedication that he exemplifies, as well as any figure from the 20th century or the new century, those are the things that I responded to. And I think have led me to admire him as much as I do.
Mm. And what do you think you learned about what it was like to be a young black boy in Alabama when he was
that only confirmed the many stories that I had heard from my own family. You know, it's as an African American, I have my own roots in the South. I like to say that my grandparents escaped from Mississippi, so I had heard a number of those stories. They weren't unfamiliar to me, but they resonated with me, perhaps because of that.
You know, John Lewis co-wrote a 3-part graphic memoir of his life and his activism. It seems to be a fruitful time for books about his life. Why do you think that is?
Well, one of the amazing things about him is that he is one of the last living members of what we might call the golden age of the civil rights movement. If you think of the 6 figures who were the architects of the March on Washington, he's the only one that's still with us. So he's like a living link to a pivotal point in American history. And he's also still at the forefront of a struggle that continues to be challenged by modern development, shall we say.
Mm. You know, as you mentioned, you've written several books. Another one, 50 Cents in a Dream, illustrated
yes.
book about Booker T. Washington's childhood. Why, what do you think these types of books, again, do? And what was the difference between that book and this book about John Lewis?
Well, I think one of the valuable things about focusing on them as children, on these figures as children, is that it can inspire children. And I think children of color, of course, respond well to seeing themselves reflected in pages. But I think children in general tend to respond well to hopeful stories about other children. So I want to continue, I think, to do kinds of stories about people whom we know for what they accomplished as adults, but sort of always kind of go back and show how they were before they became whom we celebrate.
Mm. If we go back to John Lewis for a moment and we talk about preaching to the chickens and that scene, which is really powerful and it's well done in the book, and it talks about his early skills as an orator. And well, tell me how you think those skills have helped him throughout his life.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that I don't know if I had actually a really good sense of him as an orator. I had more of a sense of him just as a leader, as a historical figure. And then after reading his memoir, I made it a point of going to see him live at the National Archives in D.C. And really kind of confirmed in a dramatic way the impressions I had. He was a phenomenal orator. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I saw the connections. I said, you know, I get why he's so good. He's been practicing since he could speak.
To the chickens.
Yes.
And what do you think overall, if you even have an intent, what would your intent be that you hope kids go away with after reading a book like this?
Well, you know, I hope they will come away with a good feeling, with the idea that being selfless, speaking for those who can't speak for themselves is, you know, it's a really valuable ambition and should be part of their goals as they think about what they want to be and who they want to be when they grow up.
Mm. What's your next project in the pipeline for a child? Book
for children? A couple of books. I have one under contract that's basically a survey of African-American history for young readers. Mm-hmm. And the next picture book beyond that will be about Muhammad Ali.
Right. All right. Well, good. Well, keep us posted, as
Thank you.
Always.
All I
right.
will.
Jabari Asim, editor-in-chief of The Crisis, the Journal of the NAACP, and professor of creative writing at Emerson College. He's author of 5 books for adults and 8 books for children, most recently the book Preaching to the Chickens, the story of young John Lewis. The book was recently awarded one of the New York Times' best illustrated children's books of 2016. It was illustrated by E.B. Lewis. You can see some of the illustrations at our website, radioboston.org. Jabari Asim, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you. My pleasure.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.